Over the past few years, illegal immigrants have been given U.S. bank debit cards from the United Nations, reportedly $1.6 billion.
Does that go into your bank account?
¿A dónde va? ¿Tienes una cuenta? ¿Una tarjeta?
Sí.
¿Tienes?
Oh, let me see. I'm standing outside the United Nations office in Tapachula, Mexico. One of the things that is happening here and all along the migrant trail is that the United Nations is handing out cash and debit cards and rental assistance and movement assistance to immigrants to help sustain them on their road to El Norte.
Catholic Charities have been managing the illegal invasion at the southern border, spending millions while profiting billions. And the local police admit that they are under their direction.
The officers were all here with the under the direction of Catholic Charities.
Richard Poiso of Chicago reported that these illegals are getting Social Security cards within 4 months of crossing the southern border.
So yesterday, I ran into somebody that I haven't seen in a while. He's been here for about 5 months in the United States, 6 months, something like that. And he says, hey, I'm looking for work. And I said, well, I can't hire you, man. I'm not, I got to hire, like, legitimate people or whatever. And he was like, no, I'm legitimate now. And he's broken English, kind of bits and pieces together, and he pulls his ID and stuff out of his pocket. He says, I've got Social Security card now, and I got worker's ID and permit for working, everything all legit. Stamp, city stamping, specialized Social Security envelope. This dude got on the buses from Texas to Chicago, got in process here in Chicago, found an apartment building within the first week, an efficiency apartment, moved into the apartment building, and then has been working cash jobs under the table for the last 4 months until recently got his worker's permit. And now he's working for a roofing company, but they're laid off right now. They're laid off right now, and he's looking for work.
We have people literally trying to do everything that have been waiting for years that still don't have what this guy has in 4 months. That's how f***ed up our government is. That's how much they care about the illegal migrants more than they care about their own people. The problem is, and this is f***ed up for me to say this, some Americans have done this to themselves because they're f***ing lazy and they won't get off their ass to go out and actually get the stuff done that they're trying to get done, that they need to be getting done. Like, this guy came here knowing that he could lose his life, lose everything. He gets here. Now he's a worker. Within 4 months, done all his paperwork, went to all his appointments and stuff, and figured out the system, and is hustling. It's really, really, really messed up that they would do this for people that are not even from this country. They didn't help build this country. They didn't help contribute to this country. And they just walk right in like they do and just get handed ID, Social Security card, just get them on the payroll and stuff. Let's just do it for them. Let's get them set, but not take care of our own people that are on the streets. It's messed up.
Joe Biden opposes the SAVE Act, which would require proof of citizenship to vote for him this November. Without having to provide proof of citizenship, a Social Security card and a driver's license will certainly suffice. Voter fraud may not be necessary if 30 million UN migrants can vote. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
A It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, July 10th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, with 117 days until the presidential election. And we are just absolutely loaded yet again today. The fastest 3 hours on the internet starts now. And the story remains the biggest story. It is what it is. The number one political story now for 2 weeks straight, Joe Biden needs to drop out of the race. And this isn't a right-wing conspiracy or a right-wing talking point. This is the left. This is the left-wing media. This is the Democrat Party. And now lists are being published of all the Democrats calling for Joe Biden to drop out. Undercover tapes. Journalists are going, recording Democrats and members of the media undercover, getting them saying Joe Biden needs to drop out of the race. Obama is having his Hollywood henchmen call for Obama to drop out. So this is all happening fast. And again, I just sit here and I look at this and we'll listen to some of the commentary. Really? You didn't know. You didn't know. With the left-wing media now saying, oh, I can't believe Democrats are now going to be having us vote for a guy that's clearly mentally unfit. Why would the Democrats do this? What? You didn't know? You didn't know? They were making fun of him. There was a famous moment. Famous clip from the 2020 debates, the Democrat debates, where Cory Booker was making fun of his cognitive decline, insinuating he didn't even know what he was doing and he forgot what he said. Please, you're just figuring it out. Give us a break. No, you tried to ram Joe Biden down the American people's throats a second straight time, and now you've realized you've screwed up royally. And you're blaming it on everybody else and now trying to get Joe Biden to drop out. So that just remains the number one story for 2 weeks. And when the number one story is Joe Biden needs to drop out of the race and you're 118 days from the election or 117 days, it's not going so well. It's not going so well. You had Joe Biden, we covered it, we showed you the videos, the images, in Wisconsin earlier this week. He had 200 people at an event, at a rally in Wisconsin, 200 people in a grade school gymnasium, 200 people. They said it was a, quote, packed house. Well, yeah, I can shove three of the InfoWars crew members in a closet and it's a packed house. So they get 200 people in an elementary school gymnasium, and they say, look, it's a packed house. Well, Donald Trump had, they're saying, 45,000 people at his rally in Doral last night, which went for more than 4 hours with all the different speakers that they had. Trump spoke for almost 2 hours himself in above 90-degree weather. And, I mean, you could say he was at the top of his game. I mean, he's just up there riffing. Teleprompter about maybe maybe a quarter of the time. But then just riffing and having fun and talking to the people. And he was really proud. His son Barron was there. Barron gets a big introduction, big round of applause, standing ovation. I think that's what really got Trump going last night, made him go for more than 2 hours, was Barron being there in the front row. So if Joe Biden getting 200 people in a grade school gymnasium is a packed house, what do you call 4,500 people? Oh, excuse me, 45. Well, that would be one thing. How about 45,000 people and a huge rally outside? And people are contesting the numbers, but that's the point. You can't even count. I could sit here and count how many people were at the Biden rally in Wisconsin. I could do a freeze frame and actually count it. That's how little there were. You can't count the amount of people at a Trump rally. There's just too many. And isn't that the real poll at the end of the day? Isn't that the most legitimate poll you're going to find out there? And even the illegitimate polls have Trump dominating. And here's just a shot of the crowd. This was early on at the event, before Trump even went on. Just people as far as the eye can see. A man with a Pikachu painted dog. I've never seen that. Has anybody ever seen that? I kind of want one now. A man brought his dog painted up as Pikachu. I mean, what are we going to see at a Trump rally next? So, if 200 people is a packed house, then what do you call that? And of course, the liberal media won't even cover it. They won't even cover it, and they'll just act like Biden is getting big crowds. My goodness, I've got so many video clips to get to today. So we'll get to some of these clips from the rally. Then you have Joe Biden saying God knows what at these NATO deals. I mean, they had to cut his mic off today. He ripped the microphone out of this woman's hand, and then they had to cut his microphone, and the staff shuffled everybody out of the room as he's sitting there babbling on with a microphone that's been cut. So that's how bad this is getting. And I guess he's got his, quote, big boy press conference tomorrow. And then that's ahead of some travel that he has coming up at the end of this week and next. This guy's going to be shot. And I don't mean literally, although some are talking about that. I mean, I don't know how this guy makes it another month, let alone 4 more years. So the writing's on the wall, but the clock is ticking down if you are the Democrats. Now, when George Clooney comes out and calls on Joe Biden to drop out of the race, well, that's actually Barack Obama. Barack Obama uses George Clooney like a puppet in this instance. His Hollywood political henchmen, because Obama can't come out and call for Biden to step down. That's a little too heavy. That's a little too embarrassing. So, but he can ask his boy George to come out and say that. And so George Clooney abides. It was what, just 2 weeks ago? George Clooney had a big fundraiser for Joe Biden. My, how the tables have turned. So let's just understand, that's Barack Obama calling for Joe Biden to step down. When do you think Obama realized it? Yeah, Obama might still have a lot of influence over the White House and policy, foreign policy and directives and agendas. He might be doing that, just like he bragged he wanted to do in an interview years ago, saying, yeah, I'd like to still run the White House just from behind the scenes. So it could be Biden running things. But, gee, if Biden doesn't win the election, then Barack Obama ain't running anything anymore, is he? So I think Barack's realized it. What made Barack Obama realize it? Was it when he had to grab his hand and help him off the stage? Was it during the debate disaster? Was it during the George Stephanopoulos recovery interview that didn't go well? Was it big boy press conference? Was it the strange things that he said at NATO? Or who knows what he said, the gibberish? When did Barack Obama figure out that Biden ain't going to cut it? Well, he's called on George Clooney to come do his political bidding and demand Joe Biden drop out. George Stephanopoulos says, I don't think Biden can serve four more years. Oh. And again, this is stuff, it's not just the media swarming Capitol Hill. You have journalists and other people going and talking to these people with hidden microphones. Somebody just walks up to George Stephanopoulos and asks him, and he's just talking out of hand. He just says, yeah, I don't think Biden can do four more years. Yeah, there's just no way. He needs to drop out. And they give it to the press. Stephanopoulos is like, oh, well, I shouldn't have commented. I shouldn't have said anything. Oops. It's too late. Democrats are worried about New York? Biden support slips in deep blue New York? We're a battleground state now? New York hasn't gone Republican since Ronald Reagan in 1984? They're concerned about New York. Whoa. Wait a second. How can this be? Remember Jamal Bowman and AOC? Oh, that's right. Jamal Bowman lost his primary. Remember they said, oh, Trump can't come to the Bronx. Trump's not going to get a crowd. And then he had like 20,000 people at a rally. And then Bowman and AOC tried to do this weird hype job. And Bernie Sanders was there. They couldn't even get 500 people. These are the real polls, folks. And you see this and you just wonder, how do Democrats win anything? Well, perhaps that's another question we can answer later. Democrats are worried about New York. Democrats are worried about New York. That's how bad it is. Cenk Uygur, who earlier this week said that the Democrat Party is basically 1984 Orwellian now says the Democrats literally asking us to vote for a person in mental decline for the president of the United States. The whole party must be in mental decline. Ah, you don't say. You don't say. You mean the party that thinks men can get pregnant and have periods? Is that the one? The party that sees spray paint on a sidewalk that just shows where gas lines and electrical lines are for people to do some construction and they think it's a swastika? You mean those people might be in mental decline? Yeah. Yes, you might be onto something over there at the Young Turks. Maybe you figured it out. You guys are the crazies. You guys are the nut jobs. And everything we've been reporting for years is now smacking you right in the face like a power slap competition. Here's a list. They're making lists now. Oh, if they're making lists. They're concerned about New York and they're making lists. Democrats who have called on Biden to withdraw or be replaced. Here are the Democrats who have made this demand. How many? I won't go through all the names here. Let's just count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. And I mean, you might as well throw Stephanopoulos in there too. So that's 15 that have gone public. Those are just the ones that are going public. Those are just the ones that are going public. Behind the scenes, it's even worse. Behind the scenes, Obama and others, I'm sure. And so one of them was caught on an undercover recording And instead of denying it, Senator Michael Bennett, is he even on this list? He's not even on this list. So throw him into there, too. So the numbers are probably a couple dozen now that have said it publicly. So here's Senator Michael Bennett after getting caught in a recording talking about Biden dropping out. He goes on CNN and just owns it in clip 32.
My colleague Dana Bash reported that you, Senator John Tester, and Senator Sherrod Brown all said during that lunch that you don't think President Biden can win in 2024. Is that true?
Well, it's true that I said that, and I did say that behind closed doors, and you guys and others asked whether I had said it, and that is what I said. So I figured I should come here and say it publicly.
Why do you think he can't win in November?
I just think this race is on a trajectory that is very worrisome if you care about the future of this country. Joe Biden was 9 points up at this time, the last time he was running. Hillary Clinton was 5 points up. This is the first time in more than 20 years that a Republican president has been up in this part of the campaign. Donald Trump is on track, I think, to win this election and maybe win it by a landslide and take with him the Senate and the House.
So that's actually three more Democrats you could draw on this list. So it's at least probably two dozen Democrats that are now known on record in some way, shape, or form saying Biden needs to drop out. And the list is only going to grow. And time is running out. It's a beautiful disaster. And, you know, I'm talking to the crew. I'm talking to my producer. And I'm not shy about it. And I get it. Like, I'm kind of enjoying this train wreck. You know, we're overly vindicated. But then the other side of the coin is like, yeah, these people are running the country into the ground. Like, they're running the train off the tracks and we're on the train with them. Again, it's like, you know, you're in a bus with all your friends and the bus driver just polished off his second handle of vodka. It's like, whoa, look at that goofy bus driver. Oh, yeah, well, I'm on the bus. So it's kind of a crazy situation here. I don't know. You know, gut feeling, I don't know what it is, and maybe it's just me. Maybe we just open calls on this. I mean, maybe we talk to the crew. Gut feeling, I'm feeling good about this. I don't know why. It's just one of those things you can't even help. It's like, you know, the force or whatever. It's just like the energy, the aura of the moment. It's feeling good to me. And, I mean, this is coming from a guy who's fresh out of prison, still on probation. They're about to shut down InfoWars. you know, who knows what they're going to do before Trump could win or after he wins. And for some reason, I'm just feeling good about it. I don't know. Maybe that's just, like, gallows humor and disregard all combined into one. Karine Jean-Pierre admits giving false information about Biden neurology visit after outcry over health misdirection. The media is turned against them. And so what is it with the media? What is it with the Democrat loyalist White House press corps? Are they just like they really believed the lies and now they're pissed because they've been lied to? Do they realize Biden's toast? So now they're turning on Biden? It's all happening so fast. It's all happening so fast. So here's some Joe Biden moments. By the way, we're going to do a whole Biden comedy deal. There's just so much now. We'll probably do it in the third hour once we get through all the serious news. But stick around for that. It's definitely going to be funny. And I told my producer he's not allowed to laugh because he was mad at me. Because I'm making fun of Biden. I said, okay, well, you're not allowed to laugh at this stuff. And he will. He won't be able to help it. Well, maybe if he's here, we'll put a camera on him. Here is Joe Biden. Let's look at this. No. Okay, this is still going on the Capitol. Now, again, this is every day. There's about a dozen of these videos every day. Here's Nancy Pelosi getting ticked off at a member of the media asking about Joe Biden in clip 28.
Do you believe that him waiting so long to make this decision
to make any comment in a formal way about the state of our nation?
Okay. Are you concerned whether or not he can win in November?
I think he can.
Do you believe he should run for re-election?
I'm not. Am I speaking English to you? I'm not going to be making any
Am I speaking English?
About
Is that a racial remark?
Now, in the hallway.
was that a bigoted thing? There's this woman. Have we checked? Didn't somebody get charged they were stealing alcohol because they stole alcohol from her office fridge? Do you think this woman is walking around just completely wasted? By the way, Pelosi is trying to get in as many insider trading deals as she possibly can right now because a bill just passed in D.C. banning congressmen and women and their families from trading stocks. So Nancy's probably a little irritated, probably hitting the sauce double time. And that's also why she's having record gains in the stock market right now, getting in last insider trading deals before it's shut down. So, Joe Biden. Where are the clips? Let's go to the clips from yesterday first. Let's go to the yesterday clips where he's speaking at the NATO conference, and it's just the same crap. I've got so many clips on here, guys. I don't even know if I can find them. I might just have to give up. Okay. Here you go. What does Joe Biden say in clip 11?
We guided this alliance through one of the most consequential periods in its history. I realize, I was talking to your wife, I personally asked you to extend your service. Forgive me. And you put...
What is even going on there? It's a lot of gibberish, but you know, leave it to me to notice the things, right? What's even stranger about that? Because it seems like it's supposed to be just a moment between two guys. You know, Biden is reading that whole thing off a teleprompter, which makes it even stranger. Biden is staring right at the teleprompter and reading the whole thing off the teleprompter. Is this a real story? Did somebody just make this story up and he's reading it off the teleprompter? Is that why he's so confused because it's something that never happened, but he's supposed to read off this teleprompter and he's like, what the hell am I reading? He can't even read. He has no flow. He has no charisma. He's sitting there staring directly at the teleprompter, speaking gibberish, pretending like, oh, this is some story I'm telling him before I give him this medal for helping us, you know, start this war that's devastated Ukraine. And then what does he say here? This one's a little strange in clip 10.
So much of the progress we've made in the alliance is thanks to the secretary. He's a man of integrity and intellectual rigor, a calm temperament in a moment of crisis.
Awkward handshake in the middle of the speech. Did he just say intellectual rigor? He's in rigor? Intellectual rigor? Was he trying to say figure? Nobody knows, not even Joe Biden. And then here he is at the event today. Folks, this woman is talking. He rips the mic out of her hand, starts babbling incoherently, and they cut the mic and they cut the camera feed. Here it is as we go to break in clip 33.
I promised I was going to have a cabinet look like America. And it does. More minorities, more women, more labor. I'm serious. Think about it. That's who we are. That's why we're strong. We're diverse. We're strong. We've got to stop looking at it like it's a problem.
They cut the mic and cut the camera feed on Joe Biden. Take a break. We'll be back with some highlights from the Trump rally.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Yeah, you may want to download all those InfoWars videos, your favorite segments, your favorite specials, field reports, documentaries. You never know when they could be gone. You might want to get some InfoWars products, InfoWarsStore.com as well. While the sales are hot, while supplies last. All right, let's go to, we already showed kind of the scenes here, the massive crowd at the Trump rally. They're saying 45,000. I don't think Joe Biden will get 45,000 people in attendance to all of his rallies combined. I don't think Joe Biden will get 45,000 all of his rallies combined this year. Trump does it at Doral. And you can sit here and say, oh, well, it wasn't 45,000. Well, the point is you don't know. That's how big it was. I can count the amount of people at a Biden rally. It'll take 60 seconds. I've done it multiple times. So massive crowd, as usual. Trump spoke for 2 hours in the 90-degree heat and humidity. It was about a 4 or 5 hour event with other guest speakers as well. Big energy. And so we'll just play a couple clips, a couple of the moments. Here's Donald Trump talking about the big cover-up of Joe Biden's mental and physical state in clip 7.
Joe, Kamala, and the entire Democrat establishment have been caught red-handed in the thick of the biggest scandal and the biggest cover-up. It's a cover-up. That's what it is. And I said it when they hit this guy in the basement and then they cheated on the election. It's a cover-up. It's the biggest cover-up in political history. As you know, they are all co-conspirators in the sinister plot to defraud the American public about the cognitive abilities of the man in the Oval Office sometimes.
Yep, it was a giant cover-up, and now they're trying to correct course because the Biden campaign is such a disaster. I guess they really thought they could fool us, but now it's so bad nobody's fooled. Except themselves. Barron Trump gets an introduction. Donald Trump, very proud of Barron. I think this is why he went so long for 2 hours last night speaking, because Barron was in attendance. The crowd loved Barron, and he got a standing ovation as he saluted the crowd in clip 9.
One young man is now going to college, got into every college he wanted to, and he made his choice, and he's a very good guy, I'll tell you. You know, I'm not allowed to call them boy, but he is my boy. He's my boy. They're all my boys, right? When you have sons, you can be any age. They're your boy. They're always going to be, and he's a very special guy. Barron Trump. This is the first time he's ever been. Barron.
Barron chance. I think Barron could have a bigger rally than Biden. With a point for Dad, too.
That's the first time he's done it. That's the first time, right? Hey, you're pretty popular. He might be more popular than Don and Eric. We got to talk about that. Hey, Don, we got to talk about this, huh? All right. So, Barron, it's good to have you. Welcome to the scene, Barron. I don't know. He had such a nice, easy life. Now it's a little bit changed. Anyway, a special guy, right?
That's a pretty special moment. Guys, put Barron Trump back on the screen real quick. Because there's just something. There's something. Yeah, right there. Yeah. There's something about this. Al-Ghaib. Lisan Al-Ghaib. Oh, liberals. Oh, Democrats. That's the future right there. That's your future right there. 6 foot forever, Barron Trump. Loving his dad. Getting a standing ovation. He'd get a bigger crowd than Joe Biden. That is really something. All right, a bit of a special moment. You know, I think Melania's been trying to keep Barron out of the scene. But he's a man now. He's a man now. Going to college. So perhaps he's decided it's time to spread his wings. He's going to go see Daddy at the big rally. Maybe Melania. I think it's time to bring Melania out as well. Let's get Melania, maybe the best-looking woman on earth, dare I say. So Trump challenges Joe Biden. He's going to go all in on his golf challenge for Joe Biden. There's so much to this, it's actually crazy. I don't think it's insignificant. It seems kind of stupid and petty and fun, but it's just another sign of Biden's weakness. Here's Trump challenging Biden to a golf match last night, clip 6.
That's why this evening I am also, and this is in honor of you and everybody here, isn't it? 45,000 people. That's a lot of people. I'm also officially challenging Crooked Joe to an 18-hole golf match right here. On Doral's Blue Monster, considered one of the greatest tournament golf courses anywhere in the world, one of the great courses of the world. It will be among the most watched sporting events in history, maybe bigger than the Ryder Cup or even the Masters.
That's true.
And I will even give Joe Biden 10 strokes aside. 10 strokes. That's a lot.
It's 20 strokes.
That means 20 strokes in case you don't play golf. I will give him 10 strokes aside. And if he wins, I will give the charity of his choice, any charity that he wants, $1 million.
So there it is. Gauntlet thrown down. Now, the Biden campaign is trying to dismiss this and act like there's nothing to it. And they released a statement on Trump's golf challenge, rejecting it and pretending like, oh, it's out of nowhere. Why is he doing this? Golf challenge, nobody does this. Nobody cares about the golf thing. Let's see. Here's Joe Biden. This was earlier this year. And apparently he challenged Trump to a golf match even before this because he says his offer still stands. So this was, I believe, back in March or April. Biden is the one that opened the golf challenge. Clip 4.
Raleigh, Saginaw, Milwaukee, Phoenix, Vegas, Hotlanta, the Philly suburbs, Manchester, Dallas, and Houston. Donald Trump, as far as we can tell, has just been trying to win a third championship at his own golf course. My question to you, sir, can voters trust a presidential candidate who has not won a single Trump International Golf Club trophy? At long last, sir, have you no chip shot?
Well, look, I'd be happy to play. I told him this before when he came into the Oval, when he was being, before he got sworn in. I said, I'll give you 3 strokes if you carry your own bag.
So he's challenged him in 2021 to golf. He challenged him again. Here's another one at the debate, clip 5.
And by the way, I told you before, I'm happy to play golf if you carry your own bag.
So Joe Biden issued the challenge.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and you're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around. This stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Let's get this timeline right. In 2021, Joe Biden challenges Trump to a golf match. Trump then celebrates a club championship victory he has. Biden then responds by attempting to release a golf video. So they, you know, someone just put him in a golf cart, drove him out to the golf course, threw a ball down and said, hey, take a swing. Biden takes a swing, hits the ball off a rock, and nearly knocks himself on his ass. Didn't see any more videos of Biden playing golf after that, did we? Then Biden doubles down on the golf challenge with Stephen Colbert. Then Biden triples down on the golf challenge during the debate. And then Trump says, hey, okay, Biden, let's do the golf match. I'll give you 20 strokes. And then the Biden campaign releases a statement today like, oh, why does Trump want to play golf? I can't. This is silly. Trump wants the golf challenge. This is stupid. We're not doing golf challenges. We're doing policies. And, of course, what's the story? Joe Biden challenges Trump to golf. Trump accepts. Joe Biden drops out. Drops out. Oh, man. It's funny. It's funny. Speaking of funny, we've got Joy Reid having a complete mental breakdown. We've got Maxine Waters, who's really struggling with her James Brown wig today. You've got Mick Jagger getting booed because he gives a shout-out to Trudeau at a concert in Canada. He quickly backtracks on that. We still got a bunch of stuff coming up here dealing with the SAVE Act, by the way. A couple important news stories, though. Georgia Election Board advances new rule before finalizing results. They adopt a rule requiring ballots to be hand-counted at the precinct level by poll officers each day of voting to ensure the totals match with the machines. This is big. Georgia, of course, one of the states that they stole from Donald Trump. We know the story. They were double, triple, quadruple counting ballots in Fulton County and the Atlanta areas. They shut down the tabulation centers, lied about a water main break so that everybody would leave. And then the Democrats came in and started counting ballots they pulled out from secret boxes underneath the tables. It's all on video. It's all confirmed. So that's how they stole Georgia. Well, this might stop them from stealing Georgia. So that's big news. Now, so good news in Georgia. Maybe Trump wins Georgia. But how about this? This is Democrat lawyer Mark Elias. This is a pretty incredible admission, but I guess why even hide it at this point? So good news in Georgia dealing with how to protect the vote from being stolen. Bad news in Wisconsin. Listen to what Democrat lawyer Mark Elias is bragging about pulling off in Wisconsin. Clip 27.
Sure. So I'll start with something really good. My law firm won a case earlier this week in the state of Wisconsin, in the state Supreme Court, to restore drop boxes, right? So there had been ballot drop boxes in 2020. A conservative majority of that state Supreme Court then struck down ruled that drop boxes were not legal in 2022. As you may recall, Democrats lost a closed Senate race in that state in 2022. And now, as a result of the litigation we brought, drop boxes will be back in place for 2024. So that's just one example of the good news. But I could point to state after state after state where, you know, democracy is on the docket and democracy is winning. And it doesn't mean we win everywhere, but it does mean that we win more places than people think. And it's important for everyone to recognize that the cynics want you to give up on the courts. The cynics want you to believe that it is inevitable that voter suppressors will win, that the election subverters will have their way. And it is our job to not just tell the truth about what's happening, which is not always very good news, but to also not bury the fact that we can make a difference when we fight.
That's an incredible admission. Now, think about what he's saying. We don't want a vote on election day, one person, one vote. We want non-citizens voting. We want no voter IDs. We want mail-in ballot drop boxes because it's the only way Democrats can win an election. Quite an amazing admission. So if you have voter ID, if only citizens vote, and you have one day, one vote, the standard Democratic process, Democrats can't win. So they have to go into the courts to change the rules, change the way we vote, change the way election happens, and that's the only way Democrats can win. He's not even hiding it. They need non-citizens, they can't have voter ID, and they need the ballot drop boxes. That's how they get their vote mules to go vote 30 times, 40 times, 100 times. Amazing admission. And just for a little backdrop here, the Wisconsin Supreme Court was majority conservative. It just flipped to majority liberal. That's how they got this done. So all the liberals know it. So the Democrats that now took over the Wisconsin Supreme Court just changed the election laws so that they can cheat in Wisconsin in 2024. So Trump will probably lose Wisconsin. That's what that means. Let's just be honest. So Trump will now probably win Georgia because they won't be able to get away with their election fraud now. And Trump will probably lose Wisconsin because you'll have people voting 40, 50 times for Joe Biden vote mules. So I think that's probably what you can take away from this. The lawyer goes on TV and admits the entire plan. They all voted against the SAVE Act today, which we'll have some of these clips for you. But let's first go to Anna Paulina Luna talking about the SAVE Act vote that's going down today, as well as her attempt to hold Merrick Garland in inherent contempt, which is clip 35.
voting on two things today. The first thing is the SAVE Act, which will secure federal elections, but we are also going to be voting on inherent contempt. Now, I want to talk about inherent contempt for a moment. Remember, I'm one member, and if you guys could see what I have seen over the last couple of weeks in regards to the orchestrated effort to prevent this from coming to the floor, you guys would be horrified. I do believe that starting in the House, going all the way up to the White House, that there is an absolute cover-up in regards to Joe Biden's cognitive ability and then also to holding Merrick Garland accountable. Remember, Merrick Garland is supposed to be the head law enforcement officer, and he has broken the law, and yet there are people that are generally trying to say that he should get a pass. Why? Regular Americans will go to jail for a lot less than this, and yet he's walking free. So that's my first thing. The second thing is that we've vetted this. There's Supreme Court statute. There is case law that backs up everything that we're doing. So it is well within our constitutional authority. My question is, for those Democrats that are blatantly saying that Joe Biden is not there and cannot run, you should be supporting this. Why are you allowing your party to bully you?
Now, here's a Democrat arguing against the SAVE Act. Here's why Democrat Jennifer McClellan thinks the SAVE Act is a bad thing. See if you can make sense of this. Clip 31.
This bill is essentially a poll tax because I am not aware of a single proof of citizenship document that does not cost an individual money to get it, unless we are requiring every state to provide one for free, and then it's an unfunded mandate. This is the 2024 version of the Jim Crow poll tax, and we should vote against it.
So a couple things here to just totally disprove that. But first, I'm confused. I know my voter ID didn't cost anything. My voter ID got mailed to me. There was no charge involved. Do you have to pay to get a driver's license? I'm genuinely asking. I don't remember paying. Maybe you do. Do you have to pay to get a driver's license? You do? What is it, like $20 or something? So okay. Okay, so I guess you do have to pay to get a driver's license. So she's saying because you have to pay to get a driver's license, that it's a poll tax. Now, by the way, the poll tax from the Jim Crow era to stop black people from voting, do I have to tell you who passed that legislation? Democrats. Okay? So that's Democrats that wanted the poll tax to stop black people from voting. But this idea that somehow this is equivalent to a poll tax, ladies and gentlemen, you understand that it's already a law on the books in the U.S. Code that you have to be a U.S. citizen to vote and you have to have an ID to vote. This is already law. So are the Democrats going to change the law? Are they complaining about the law that's already on the books? What about protecting our democracy?
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in a special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, so a Democrat is saying we can't have voter ID laws and we can't have laws against non-citizens voting because that's like a poll tax because it costs $30 to get a driver's license. And she compares it to the poll tax from the Jim Crow era, which of course was Democrat Party policy and legislation to keep black people from voting. They don't want you to know their own party's history. If black people knew the actual history of the Democrat Party, they probably would never vote Democrat again. But here we are. Now, here's a couple of the responses from the Republicans. And by the way, this was happening right when I was kind of aggregating my news. So I'm sure there's a lot of other videos out there. Maybe we'll corral some of them. The vote might be happening soon as well while we're live on air. So maybe we'll try to follow that too. But if there's been updates in the story, this was just all breaking before I went live. And obviously we've been live for an hour now. So we'll try to get some updates if there's any developments. Here's a couple of the Republicans talking about support for the SAVE Act. Guys, let's just go back-to-back clips. Well, I told you the clip numbers before, so just go ahead and fire them.
I kind of dare them. Kind of dare them to vote no on a bill supported by 81 to 87% of the American people. I dare them to vote no against a bill that says that only citizens, American citizens, should vote in American elections. Kind of dare them to go ahead and follow a president who has put out a policy against a bill, the purpose of which is to guarantee citizens are the ones who get to vote in American elections. We'll see. We'll see if our Democratic colleagues want to go to the polls in November, having rejected what clearly the vast majority of their constituents, even in the most liberal jurisdictions in the country, believe is right. But that's what's likely to occur tomorrow if you believe the news and you believe the accounts and you look at what the president's done and you look at the posturing of the House Democratic leadership. They are on the precipice of staking out a position of belief that non-citizens should be able to vote in our elections.
Mr. Speaker, the Biden administration's allowance of 10 million illegals into the country, the immigration issue does have a bearing on this issue. Radical progressive Democrats answer the merits of this legislation with logical fallacies. The 2020 election was perfect, they say. Therefore, we should not think about or act to end or prevent unlawful voting by non-citizens.
It was
should
perfect.
Not speak of the possibility.
Because they won.
But should avoid the issue entirely, all to improve Americans' confidence in elections. Because non-citizen voting is unlawful, they say, it does not occur. Because undetectable conduct in the ordinary course is not evidenced by huge masses of evidence, then the absence of evidence is evidence of absence. In other words, Biden debate logic. Every vote cast by an illegal alien cancels out the vote of an American citizen. And with millions of quote-unquote newcomers flooded into the country by the Biden administration, the threat is greater than ever. Without secure elections, the American experiment is finished. We must pass the SAVE Act. I yield back.
All right, so there's probably going to be more news developing on this. By the way, this is RFK Jr.'s vice president choice, Nicole Shanahan, responding to this. The SAVE Act, she says, why would anyone oppose such common sense legislation? This bill would preserve voting rights for American citizens, something the Democratic Party used to believe in and champion. Well, Nicole, let me tell you why, and let's just go ahead and be honest about what's going on here. The Democrats know they cannot win in an actual democratic process, one person, one vote, one American citizen, legal vote. They know they can't win. So they will change the rules, and they will open up the polls for anybody and everybody that they can get out there to vote Democrat. They'll get people to vote twice. They'll get their dead cat to vote because they know they cannot win in a fair election. They know they cannot win in an actual legal election. That's why they have liberal Supreme Courts in Wisconsin changing laws. That's why they're rejecting common sense legislation to protect our democracy. They don't give a damn about democracy. These are leftists. All they care about is power by any means that they can get it. And and they will cheat in an election 100%. That's why they're rejecting the Save Act.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Trying to protect our democracy against Democrats cheating, rigging, lying, flooding the polls. Electronic voting machines and anything mailed in is too risky. We should mandate paper ballots and in-person voting only, says Elon Musk. Duh. It's common sense. So why would people be against this? Because Democrats cheat. It's really that simple. There's no long explanation needed. I can sit here and explain their agenda and how leftists need power to implement it and everything else. We can sit here and break it all down and get into all the crooks and crannies of why Democrats cheat and why they need all these different rule changes and all these different voters and everything. I'm not going to waste your time. Democrats cheat in elections. It's the only way they can win. That's it. That's why all this is going on. Could it be more obvious? Oh, yeah. I mean, let's see it again. Donald Trump gets an average 20,000 people at a rally. Joe Biden gets 10. Biden wins 90 million votes. Oh, yeah. Totally normal. Totally real. Yeah, oh, yeah. And then Musk, in his statement, shares all these stories from years ago of Democrats complaining about voting machines. Kamala Harris went to the Senate floor and showed how voting machines can be rigged. Democrats writing stories about how mail-in ballots are too risky. They used to outlaw it, but now they know. That's the only way they can win. It's the only way they can win. All right. Joy Reid is having a total breakdown. And it's funny to watch. So here she is complaining about white people. And it's not even that I care about Joy Reid or I'm somehow enjoying this mental breakdown. She's been a mental patient her entire life. It's part of the requirements to get a show at MSNBC. But I'll explain why I play this clip after you just kind of lament in the complete mental breakdown of Joy Reid now. Because I guess she just hates white people unless they're Democrats. And so she's really upset that a white Donald Trump might be getting in the White House. So here's another piece of evidence that Joy Reid is a mental patient that probably belongs in a rubber room and a straitjacket, not on television.
Let's not be trying to play games with these kinds of small things to try to pull us into a direction. All that matters in this election, and I genuinely mean this, mm-hmm. All that matters in this election, the only thing that matters in this election, is keeping Donald Trump and Project 2025 out of power. Keeping that insane ideology of white Christian nationalism and white supremacy and white male Christian dominance out of power. That's all that matters. I genuinely don't care who the Democratic nominee is. And I'm being real.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, we know.
If it's Biden, fine. If it's Kamala Harris, fabulous, right? But it's going to be one of the two. Let's just not play crazy games now. There are rules the way that this process works. It's one of the two of them. Either one, I don't care. Or if you want to parachute somebody else in and they're not him, They're not the orange one. They're not the one who quotes Hitler. Fine, put them in. I don't care.
Quotes Hitler?
This is all that matters. I'm going to say this to y'all again. All that matters in this upcoming election is that you keep that man and that Project 2025 plan out of power. That's all that that's all you need to understand.
Okay.
And to do
right.
that.
So that's enough of the mental patient. Oh, my. Oh, my. You know what you want to talk about? We'll get into hair, some hairstyling problems later. All right. Joy Reid has been having a bad hair day. She's on a record streak. Joy Reid is having a record streak of bad hair days, and so now she's just removed the hair. Now she's just going whatever that is. I don't know. With the painted on eyebrows, it's a thing. Maxine Waters coming for her though. Okay, so what's the takeaway here? Biden's a disaster. The Democrats have no good policies. The Democrats have no good candidates. The Democrats have nothing to offer other than we're not Donald Trump. And then with a side dish of we hate white people and Christians. So that's your Democrat Party pitch to the American people. We're not Donald Trump. That's our main course. And then your side dishes are we hate white people and we hate Christians. That's their pitch to the American people. And liberals will vote for that. Liberals will love that. I don't think it's a winning strategy. That's why they're about to cheat and they want non-citizens voting and they want drop boxes and everything else. Or who knows, they'll just flip the table over. And so they can't sell you Joe Biden. They can't sell you Kamala Harris. They can't sell you any candidate, any policy, any victory, any success, nothing. So they just sell you, we're not Donald Trump. We hate Christians. We hate white people. That's their sales pitch. But they keep bringing up this Project 2025. And you know, I've heard about this. I think maybe I've read into it at some point in time. Maybe I've seen some stuff they've released on Twitter. They've been endorsed, and because I looked into it today. They've been endorsed by a lot of mainstream conservative outlets. This isn't even some fringe thing that they're making it out to be. It's actually basically common sense conservatism, if you will, for the future with the commitment to destroying the leftist ideology and policies that have destroyed our country. I mean, that's really all it is. But I'm sitting here thinking, okay, you know what? Let's look at this. Project 2025, such a threat, white supremacy, Christian national, whatever. That's what they keep saying. So I'm like, okay, here's just some stuff from Project 2025's own website. Okay, and so you just heard Joy Reid's. It would make sense if she was in a rubber room with a straitjacket. But she's on TV. So let's here's Project 2025. Here's about Project 2025 from their own homepage. Building now for a conservative victory through policy, personnel, and training. The actions of liberal politicians in Washington have created a desperate need and unique opportunity for conservatives to start undoing the damage the left has wrought and build a better country for all Americans in 2025. All Americans. You see that? All Americans. It's not enough for conservatives to win elections. If we are going to rescue the country from the grip of the radical left, we need both a governing agenda and the right people in place ready to carry this agenda out on day one of the next conservative administration. This is the goal of the 2025 Presidential Transition Project. The project will build on four pillars that will collectively pave the way for an effective conservative administration, a policy agenda, personnel training, and a 180-day playbook. The project is the effort of a broad coalition of conservative organizations that have come together to ensure a successful administration begins in January 2025 with the right conservative policy recommendations and properly vetted and trained personnel to implement them. We will take back our government. So did you guys see anything about white supremacy or Christian nationalism there? I'm not seeing anything. No, in fact, what I saw was for all Americans. Actually, it says right there, for all Americans. Well, maybe somewhere else. Maybe let's go to their policy agenda here. Policy agenda. Our goal is to assemble an army of aligned, vetted, trained, and prepared conservatives to go to work on day one to deconstruct the administrative state. The administrative state. Ooh, the bureaucracies that are crushing us, the regulations, that these unelected bureaucrats and agencies that are taking all of this unwarranted power, deconstructing the administrative state. Okay. And now it gets in. This is talking about the book that they have that highlights their policies. This book is the product of more than 400 scholars and policy experts from across the conservative movement and around the country. And I looked into some of the contributors here. They're not all white Christians. Isn't that strange? It's not all white Christians, so that's strange. Just all have political alignments. They come from all backgrounds. Contributors include former elected officials, world-renowned economists, and veterans from four presidential administrations. This is an agenda prepared by and for conservatives who will be ready on day one of the next administration to save our country. The Heritage Foundation is once again facilitating this work, but as our dozens of partners and hundreds of authors will attest, this book is the work of the entire conservative movement. The next conservative president will enter office on January 20th, 2025, with a simple choice, greatness or failure. It will be a daunting task, but no more so than every other generation of Americans has faced and passed. The conservative promise represents the best efforts of the conservative movement in 2023 and the next conservative president's last opportunity to save our republic. Strange, guys. I'm not seeing anything, and I dug through the website. I went to other press releases they have, everything. I saw nothing about white supremacy, nationalism, Christian nationalism, nothing. It just simply doesn't exist. And actually what's happening now, because this has been widely endorsed by mainstream conservative groups, what's happening now is conservatives are actually telling Trump to lean into this. Now, here's what I think is really going on. This is actually how the left operates. The left is the one that comes in with an agenda and a united front. Barack Obama may be the best example of this. And let's just be honest, Barack Obama was very successful. He said he wanted to transform the United States of America. He did it. He brought back racism. He brought back identity politics. He had people fighting with one another. I mean, riots, I mean, you name it, communism, all of it. Barack Obama successfully, as he said he wanted to, transformed the United States of America. It's a much worse place with that, but that's the facts. He was successful. And so this is what the left does. They have agendas and plans, and they script them out, and they write them out, and they get everybody on board. And they bring everybody in that's on board, and they have everybody's roles to carry them out. It's what communists do. And so this is now conservatives saying, okay, well, let's have our own playbook. Let's have our own agenda. Let's have our own team. Let's construct this team. Let's clearly and concisely lay out this agenda. Let's find large groups of conservatives that are behind this agenda. Let's have people ready to go day one when we get into government, and let's execute this agenda. And it's for all Americans. And so that's what the liberals are so scared of. That's what the liberals are pissed off about. The idea that conservatives might actually unify, the idea that conservatives might actually come together with a game plan, with a manuscript, with all the personnel in place ready to carry it out, like a football team that has an offensive playbook, a defensive playbook. Everyone has to memorize the playbook. Everyone has to be ready to execute the playbook as soon as the game starts. This has liberals in an absolute uproar because it's a threat to their illegitimate power structure, which exists through the administrative state. That's why they're panicked about it. It has nothing to do with white supremacy. It has nothing to do with Christian nationalism. This is the hate. I did Google Project 2025, Joe. Thank you. And I found nothing of the lies you tell. So it gets back to the same thing. Democrats, liberals, leftists, progressives, communists, they build straw men. It's like the 5 minutes of hate from 1984. And they build these straw men. And they put them out there in front of their moronic voters, their dullards. And they say, that's a bad guy. That guy's evil. He has evil ideas. He wants to get you. That's bad. And then they put labels on him. Nazi, white supremacist, Christian nationalist. And then they get all these hordes of morons all hyped up on this hate. And then they can put the straw man in front of anything and say, oh, this is bad. Look, white nationalist. Oh, that's bad. Look, Christian nationalist. Oh, look, white supremacy. Oh, look, Nazi. And their hordes of zombie voters just fall for the straw man when they put it in front of anything. The SAVE Act, perfect example. The SAVE Act. Hey, we just don't want non-citizens voting in our elections. White supremacy. And they stake it right in front of the SAVE Act. And then they say, this is Christian nationalism. This is white supremacy. And now conservatives are just realizing, okay, I mean, it really is. I mean, I think the football analogy is a good one. When you look at the development of playbooks and personnel and formations, you know, that's kind of what's revolutionized football throughout the years, is teams started to form new formations and teams started to form new plays. And it was like this, like, slowly grows the game. But imagine if only one team had a playbook and they won all the time. So it's like only one football team has a playbook. Only one football team has offensive and defensive formations and personnel that fits into each one to execute their playbook to the best way possible. And it's only one team doing it. And then some other teams were like, hey, you know, these guys keep winning. What is it that they're doing? Well, they have plays and they have a bunch of formations. And they have specialists that work in these formations, and it's why they're successful and win games. They say, oh, well, gee, we should probably do that, shouldn't we? And then everybody gets a playbook, and then everybody levels the playing field. The Democrats don't want a level playing field. They don't want you to have a playbook. They don't want you to have a strategy. They don't want you to be united. They want to have the turbo button and not tell you the turbo button exists. That's what's going on here. So that's why they're panicked, and that's why they're putting their straw men in front of everybody. Now, the truth is, I don't think this has any impact. I don't think this Project 2025 bullcrap has any impact, because it just fits into their larger narrative that Republicans are racist, and nobody's buying it anymore. And again, all they can sell the American voter right now is, we're not Donald Trump, and we hate white people, and we hate Christians. And they think that that's a winning strategy, even if it's Joe Biden. They think that their hatred for white people and Christians is going to be enough to get them across the finish line. They think I'm not Donald Trump is going to be enough to get them across the finish line. The problem that they really have, and this is where I think we kind of maybe get into uncharted territory, except we've already seen it. But folks, let's just be real. Are you in this audience? Let's just go forward with what we see right now. If Joe Biden is the nominee, it's Biden-Harris. Will anybody in this audience believe that Joe Biden beats Donald Trump on November 5th, 2024? Now, remember, in the documentary film 2000 Mules, Dinesh D'Souza sits down with conservative minds. And he asks them at the beginning of the film, do you think the 2020 election was stolen? Most of them said no. Folks, most mainstream conservatives accepted the results of 2020, didn't question them at all, were against January 6th, were against Trump challenging the results, were against the congressional proceedings going down that day. Most conservatives were against it that day. Don't forget that. Most conservatives accepted the results and didn't want to investigate it. Well, things have certainly changed since then, just like they changed in that documentary film. where they said, no, I don't think it was rigged. I don't think there was cheating. I do think Trump lost, to then seeing the documentary and saying, wow, this changes my perspective. We went from probably in January 2021, about 20-25% of Republicans and conservatives thinking it was rigged, to now it's almost 60% that think 2020 was rigged. Well, what do you think it's going to look like if they steal the election again? Nobody's going to believe it. So it's kind of an unknown in that what when Trump diehards show up in D.C. by the millions and get set up in a Fed surrection versus what happens if they steal it again in 2024 and it's the vast majority of Americans that don't believe it and they're smart enough to know that they're going to be entrapped if they go to D.C. for a march or whatever. So it's kind of an uncharted territory, but it's kind of like we've been there before. But let's move on. But there it is. There it is. That's why they're panicked over Project 2025. And Trump probably should just lean into it and just say, you know, I looked into this Project 2025. It looks pretty good. I don't know why they hate it so much. We're just talking about saving the country. It's almost irrelevant, really. Except it should be. It probably should be executed. But that's a whole different story. Whether Trump wants to actually use that or not. Now, okay, I mentioned this earlier. Maxine Waters, ladies and gentlemen, she's having a bad hair day. Of course, she's bald. She wears a James Brown wig. Actually, I wanted to, we're going to have to actually put that off because there's something else I actually want to do. So here's another attack they have against Trump. And that's, he's Epstein's guy. He's Epstein's main guy. He was the Epstein guy. So they denied Epstein for all these years, pretended like Bill Clinton wasn't flying on Epstein Island, everybody knew, ignored the Epstein books. There's still no charges on any of his clients, by the way. Elon Musk is pissed about that, mentioning Bill Gates and Reid Hoffman, by the way, saying, well, why aren't they getting prosecuted? Because they're coming after Elon Musk, and he's getting sued, and they're trying to shut him down, and he's not even breaking any laws. And he's like, hey, what about these guys that went to Epstein Island? How come we don't see them prosecuted? So now their new attack on Trump is, he's Epstein's guy. So this is Ted Lieu, who was a regular mingler with Ed Buck, who used to have gay prostitutes over at his house that would overdose on drugs when he hired them for sex. One of them died. He's now in prison. I think maybe even multiples died. So this is Ed Buck, who's in prison after he has man whores over at his house to overdose on drugs so he can have sex with them, friends with Ted Lieu. And here he is pointing the finger at Donald Trump, talking about Epstein now in a recent press conference.
So like Jim Agar said, we hear a lot from our constituents on different issues. But something I've heard that doesn't seem to be being covered are the Epstein files. These files were released, and like Donald Trump's sort of all over this, right? There are pictures of him with Jeffrey Epstein. He's taken multiple plane flights with Epstein with young girls on board. He is in call logs with Epstein. One of the highest trending hashtags on Twitter right now is about Trump and Epstein. I'm not going to repeat the hashtag because we're in a dignified setting. But
you're so dignified.
Look at that because that's highly disturbing. And again, it shows that Donald Trump is unfit for office. And by the way, he was convicted in a civilian court for sexual assault, convicted in a separate court of 34 felonies.
Isn't this Donald level Trump of propaganda unreal? Honestly, you're living in unreal levels of propaganda here. So they've ignored Epstein. Now they're putting out fake AI images of Trump and Epstein and to get it trending, and it's all fake AI images. Trump was the one that tried to bring Epstein down, actually cooperating with law enforcement.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
We still got so much to cover here halfway through the show. We're going to get through it all. We're right on course, right where we belong. Remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com, we got huge sales happening right now. Take advantage while supplies last, especially Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Always sells out fast, selling out fast right now. Back in stock, 25% off. And I start every morning with Vitamin Mineral Fusion because I know I'm getting 100% my daily value. Vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, and so much more, including things a lot of people are deficient in, like glycine and boron, NAC, so much more. One scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion contains all of these things, and it tastes great. That's why I start every morning with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I like to mix it with juice just to enhance the flavor a little bit. Tastes great. Healthy for you. You know, if you got kids at home, you don't want to have them drinking all those sodas with the high fructose corn syrup and the processed sugar and everything else. But, you know, maybe they want something that they can drink that tastes good. Have a pitcher of Vitamin Mineral Fusion in your fridge. It tastes great. They'll love it. It's healthy for them. You know they're getting their vitamins and minerals. And you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, a total win. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 25% off InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. All right. Let me get this out of the way. And I don't want to spend too much time on this, but it does bother me. And I don't think I'm alone in that. Ben Shapiro was testifying in front of Congress today. Well, why would Ben Shapiro be testifying in front of Congress today? Because he's there to testify about censorship and targeting that's done to conservatives. Ben Shapiro. Now, this is ironic considering two things. One, Ben Shapiro has never been censored off of any platform ever. Ben Shapiro is not a victim of censorship. He's never been censored. He's as establishment as it gets. He's had people removed off the radio so that he could take their time slots. So how is it that Ben Shapiro is being called to testify for Congress about censorship and targeting when he's never been censored? Not only that, Ben Shapiro censors people and targets people. Ben Shapiro censored Candace Owens. It was a huge story. Then Ben Shapiro sent spies to target Candace Owens. Not the first time he's done it. Probably won't be the last. Ben Shapiro has sent his loyalists, his tribe members, after conservative talk show hosts that aren't pro-Israel. So tell me how Ben Shapiro, Benicide Shapiro, Ben, get your vaccine, dumbass. Ben, I love vaccine mandates, Shapiro. Ben, Israel first, Shapiro. Ben Shapiro is the kind of guy that will have you fight his battles for him, and then when you're turned around facing his enemies, he's stabbing you in the back. And see, this is part of the problem that we have with DC conservatism, is that they view Ben Shapiro as the voice of American conservatives, and they call Ben Shapiro to testify on censorship and targeting when Ben Shapiro has never been censored, and Ben Shapiro himself engages in censorship and targeting against people that have different views than him on the conservative side of the aisle. So, yeah, if Republicans want to be serious, there are many other people that they could call to testify in front of Congress about censorship that know way more about censorship and targeting than Ben Shapiro ever would. I don't know, maybe one Alex Jones might come to mind. Has anybody been more censored and targeted than Alex Jones? Ben Shapiro isn't even on the map when you look at the censorship and targeting Alex Jones has gone through. Why not call Alex Jones? Fine, you don't want Alex Jones? There's plenty of others. How about Roger Stone? How about Laura Loomer? How about Nick Fuentes? How about Mike Adams? I can go on and on. How about Owen Schroyer? No, they call Ben Shapiro. I just don't get it. And then he plays the victim? Ben Shapiro plays the victim? A guy who gets massive syndication radio deals, who has guys kicked off the radio so he can get their airtime, a guy who cancels his own show hosts if they have a disagreement on foreign policy or specifically Israel, a guy who targets people, a guy who targets teenagers like Nick Fuentes, Ben Shapiro, who's never been censored off any social media platform and engages in the targeting and censorship of people who don't like Israel's control over our government and media, and he's the one that gets called to testify. Yeah, that rubs me the wrong way. Yep, that bothers me. When there are actual people out there who have been censored, when there are actual people out there who have been targeted, when there are actual people out there that have been debanked, when there are actual people out there who have been assaulted, when there are actual people out there who have been to jail, been to prison, there are people out there that check off every single one of those boxes. Ben doesn't check off a single one of them. And he's the one they call to testify? Pathetic. Pathetic. And believe me, this isn't from some place of bitterness. Let's just be clear. I couldn't care less. This is about the problems that we have with conservatism in D.C. And Ben Shapiro is one of the biggest problems we have. And the fact that Republicans view him as the voice of conservatism to testify in front of Congress about censorship and targeting when he doesn't deal with it to the extent of about, I don't know, 1,000 other conservatives in the media, when he's the one that censors people, when he's the one that targets people. Yeah, that's an embarrassing move from the Republicans in Congress. That's sad. But that's what we get, unfortunately. Now, there was this lunatic leftist who wore a Palestinian scarf as a miniskirt, had a moment with Ben Shapiro. Might as well show you this as we go to break, clip 20.
All of the skills you use is poison to the American public. And what you've been perpetuating, racism, white supremacy, and the genocide that is being carried out on the Palestinian people.
Okay, how does it feel to stand for Hamas? Does that feel good to you? Do you feel good standing in solidarity with Hamas, terrorist though. Groups that has murdered 1,200 Jews?
I feel very good standing in solidarity with Palestinian people.
You know, it's amazing watching two people be wrong in an argument,
Israel,
but that's what you're witnessing here.
And bombs, and you have continued to spew hate.
Only in 2024 America can two people be wrong in a political debate.
The people of Palestine have been occupied for 75 years. And the blood
it's a fascinating thing, watching two people be completely wrong in a political debate. But there it is.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda, the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner, for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
InfoWars is listener-supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health, too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow, and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com/show.
All right, we got news. The SAVE Act has passed the House. Every single Democrat voted against it. You heard me right. Every single Democrat voted against the SAVE Act, but it passes the House. Republicans voted for it. Democrats voted against it. I mean, you want to talk about party lines. Excuse me. 198 Democrats voted against it. 5 voted for it. I wonder who those 5 are. Guys, see if you can get that information for me. So I guess it goes on to the Senate. We'll see what happens there. But Biden already said he'd veto it if it gets to his desk. So this should be fun. 5 Democrats voted to protect our democracy. 198 voted against it. I'm curious about those 5. Care any guesses? I wonder. I do wonder. All right. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to have a little bit of fun. It's okay to have a laugh. There's 2 sides of the coin. We can laugh at the bus driver that's, you know, pouring vodka all over himself and spilling and, you know, speaking in gibberish. But then you realize you're on the bus and it's not as funny. But thank you, guys. The Democrats that voted against – or excuse me, the Democrats that voted for the SAVE Act, Henry Cuellar in Texas, Jared Golden in Maine, Vicente Gonzalez in Texas. So the 2 Hispanics from Texas, that's funny. I wonder why. Mary Petola, Arkansas, and Mike Thompson, California. They'll probably get a tongue lashing from Nancy Pelosi for that one. Not that it makes a difference, though. So we're going to have some fun. So we're going to have some fun coming up later. Let's get to some other news, though. Let's get to some other news here.
Zelensky, guys, just B-roll my clip 38. Zelensky makes his way. You know, his country is in the middle of war, and it's, you know, very devastating and everything. But he has plenty of time to come to D.C. and beg for more money and beg for more weapons. Here he is meeting with Speaker Johnson. What an embarrassment for Johnson. Yet another embarrassment. NATO allies begin transfer of F-16s to Ukraine, according to Anthony Blinken. And then Zelensky is thanking the U.S. for the F-16s. Folks, this is so bad. Remember, Biden said F-16s equals war. So I guess this is the U.S. declaring war. Also, who's going to train them to fly the F-16s, or who's going to be flying the F-16s? Maybe is the better question. So there's always plenty for Ukraine. Always plenty for Ukraine. Zelensky says Vladimir Putin awaits November and calls for immediate aid while in Washington for NATO summit. In other words, they don't want to wait for November because they're afraid Trump is going to win. So they're trying to send as much money and weapons to Ukraine as possible ahead of that potential. Trump will stop the slush fund. Trump will stop the money laundering and the weapons laundering. So they've got to do as much as they possibly can before then. Remember that $230 million pier that was set up off the coast of Gaza? Cost the American taxpayers $230 million, because there's always money for Ukraine. There's always money for Israel. There's always money in the banana stand in this banana republic. Military pier off Gaza to cease operations in coming days. Nice. $230 million down the drain. Very nice. Very good. And more to be had. So all the money in the world for Ukraine and Israel and piers that don't work, and we send weapons and airplanes and everything else to Ukraine. They don't even know how to use them, don't even know how to fly them. But we got to do all this before Trump gets in. Yeah. More political developments here. This is how leftists operate. They can't win legitimately, so they just use any means of power they can. AOC launches effort to impeach Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito. They won't do what we want them to do. We are totalitarians, also known as Democrats. Impeach them. Impeach Clarence Thomas. Impeach Samuel Alito. AOC leading the charge. You know, it's funny. The Democrats tried to keep Clarence Thomas off the Supreme Court. Because he was black. That's why. The Democrats hated Clarence Thomas because he was a black man. But he beat him then. So now they're trying to remove a black man off the Supreme Court. Can you believe these bigots? Can you believe these outright racists in the Democrat Party that would try to remove a black man from the Supreme Court? Don't you even care about diversity? You wicked, wicked people. But of course, this has nothing to do with his skin color. This is all about his politics. This is all about his decisions, his opinions, and his vote on the Supreme Court. So if Democrats can't win in the political process, if Democrats can't win in the constitutional process, if Democrats can't win in the democratic process, they just change the rules and they engage in total lawfare. Because, of course, they are totalitarians. They are tyrants. New Senate bill bans lawmakers from trading individual stocks. Bipartisan Senate group pushes ban on lawmaker stock trading. The deal was reached today. Nancy Pelosi is drinking two times what she normally would. Afraid that her gravy train may be coming to an end. Democrats and Republicans agreed to it. Good. Long overdue. Long overdue. But it's not just members of Congress, by the way. It's not just members of Congress. It's their family as well. So Pelosi thought, well, I'll just have Paul do all my trading and we'll still make hundreds of millions. No. A bipartisan group of senators unveiled a new proposal that would ban members of Congress, their spouses, and dependent children from trading stocks. It's the Ethics Act, ending trading and holdings in congressional stocks. Long overdue. Good to see it finally here. Let's just keep an eye on Nancy Pelosi that she doesn't die of alcohol poisoning with this god-awful news that's going to just crush her money-making abilities. Her family can't even do it. Her husband can't even do it. She is just enraged, cleaning out her vodka fridge right now as I speak, I'm sure. That's why she was so mad at that reporter. It wasn't about the Biden question. She's pissed off that she can't make billions in her life from trading stocks. She's probably getting close. She was probably getting close to being a billionaire as a corrupt politician, an insider trader. But now it all comes crashing down. So she was lashing out at a reporter for asking about Biden. The reporter needs to know it's not about you asking about Biden. It's because Pelosi's mad that she can't do insider trading and make herself filthy rich anymore. It's upsetting for her. She probably already was a fifth of vodka down, and you were in her way to her office to drink her second fifth. So that's a dangerous place to be, in between Nancy Pelosi and a bottle of vodka, especially on a day where they're passing bills to stop congressmen and women from trading stocks. That's like the worst time to be in between Pelosi and a bottle of vodka. So, hey, you know, that's long overdue. Good. That's good. Activists oppose California bill that makes child prostitution a felony. Their reason? Because it will affect the LGBTQ community and could put them in situations to be charged with sex offenses. An incredible admission. An incredible admission from liberal activists that members of the LGBTQ community will be impacted by a bill that would make child prostitution a felony. Now, tell me, why would that affect any community? I don't care what community it is. Would the what if priests? Let's say a group of priests came out and said, "You can't have a bill that stops child prostitution. That will affect us." What do you think people would say? What do you think people would say if Catholic priests came out and said, "Don't pass a bill banning child sex exploitation. That will impact us priests"? What do you think would be said? What do you think the narrative would be? Well, it's LGBTQ activists saying making child prostitution illegal, child sexploitation illegal, would impact us. Really? Are you admitting to engaging in pedophilia? Are you admitting to be pedophile activists? Are you admitting that you engage in child sex exploitation? Because I don't know what else I can assume.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Winter isn't coming. Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs.
Our vitamin D3 formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. In addition to the vitamin D, Winter Sun Plus includes vitamin K and E to enhance the formula and provide you with even more whole body support. And all these vitamins are presented in a way that is both delicious and easy to absorb. When the winters come, they come cold. So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're about to have a little fun coming up this hour. We're going to do some fun. I've got a compilation of Biden comedy routines. I think we're going to have a good laugh this half hour. But I think the best thing leading into this would be to play a compilation of Democrats denying Joe Biden's mental decline that has been so obvious to everybody for years now, even to Democrats during the 2020 presidential primary debates. The Democrats were making fun of Joe Biden, insinuating that he was in mental decline. It's amazing how they just kind of forgot about that or now ignore it. So I think it's worth it to kind of go into this. As we now have all these hilarious comedy acts making fun of Joe Biden's mental decline, I think it's best to kind of go into this with the Democrats denying it and trying to cover up for all these years, and now, of course, have their change of heart. But here's a nice compilation of that to start us off in clip 19.
President Biden is absolutely fit.
He has knowledge of the issues. He has strategic thinking about legislating. All in the head.
I have spoken with the president. He is fully coherent. He is on top of detail.
He's sharp. He's fit. And he's always answering questions.
I think that Joe Biden's mental acuity is very, very on. He's one of the smartest, sharpest people I've met in D.C.
There's no doubt in my mind that the president is mentally fit for office.
Joe Biden rightly says that he has grown very wise in his many decades in public office.
As it stands today, you believe that President Biden is clear, candid, and convincing?
100%.
Joe Biden needs to be allowed to be Joe Biden. He is energizing. He cares about issues. He's Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, there's nobody better than Joe Biden.
We see Joe Biden up close. We know how attuned he is to the issues, how informed he is. I debate with him about legislation, and not debate, but discuss it with him. He's right there.
I strongly support President Biden. He has an incredible track record of success and accomplishments.
Puts many of us to shame with his energy.
Clearly, this president is fit to serve.
Joe Biden has vision. He has knowledge. He has a strategic thinker. This is a very sharp president.
And nobody is better equipped to do that than Joe Biden. He has the experience. He has the wisdom. He has the demeanor.
I was in Israel on October 7th, as you know, and President Biden was nice enough to call me. And I can tell you, this was the day before that interview. I can tell you he was sharper than anyone I've spoken to.
It always seemed very clear to me that he had the energy and the ability.
Is he capable of being a president? Absolutely.
I think he's actually really good. I think his staff overprotects him. I think put him out there in a press conference. Who cares if someone makes a gaffe?
What I find interesting is that the issue is more around ageism and ableism and not what this president, President Biden, has done.
I think he has every ability and every confidence to continue to be commander-in-chief.
I think the more he's out there, the better.
President Biden has proven himself to have a strong memory.
You don't do that unless you're mentally competent and capable, and he certainly is.
You know, let me just briefly try to explain maybe a philosophy that I've kind of developed in my goals as a political talk show host, activist. You just saw a compilation of blatant liars, okay? Blatant liars. The Democrats and the mainstream media are just blatant liars. There's no further analysis needed. They just lie all day long about anything and about everything. And so what I've kind of realized here is we got a lot of issues in this country. We got a lot of issues. And some people think these are the biggest issues, and some people think those are the biggest issues, and some people focus on this stuff. And there's all we got all kinds of issues. But this is like level one. This is like level one, ladies and gentlemen. If we can't expel blatant, obvious liars from our political conversation, from our government, from our Congress, it's like that is like level one. Like, can we just beat level one and then we can get on to this stuff? Please. The Democrat Party as it stands today needs to be gone. That's level one. And then the rest we can take care of.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
That's a beacon for patriots worldwide. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community. I had a very close relationship with the Greek-American community, for real. I am Joe Bidenopoulos.
I grew up in a heavily Irish Catholic community in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and a heavily Italian-Polish community.
When I say I got raised in the black church, he knows I'm not kidding.
The Persian culture is amazing. As a student of the Persian culture,
I probably... Went to shul more than many of you.
I come out of the black community.
The background of my family is Irish American. Not fundamentally unlike the Palestinian people.
I might say raised in the synagogues in my state.
Everyone in town was either Polish or Italian. I grew up feeling self-conscious. My name didn't end in an SKI.
I was raised in a neighborhood where I felt self-conscious, my name didn't end in O.
That's kind of how I was raised, like so many Americans of Irish heritage.
In HBCU, in your home state, Mr. President.
Let me tell you, forget about it. That's where I got raised, man.
Just like rabbis, synagogues, and Jewish community centers in your hometown, and that's the tradition I got raised.
Hard-working people, the middle class, the neighborhoods I got raised in.
I was raised on GM. I was raised by Danny and Owe.
I was raised by a righteous Christian.
I got raised on automobiles.
Total liars. Joe Biden will lie without any, there's no brakes on it. He doesn't have to think about it. He doesn't have to consider it. He doesn't have to weigh it. He just flat out will lie. He will pander. Just in that video clip, he claims he was raised by what? 30 different cultures? Now that's unintentional humor from Joe Biden just being an outright liar. But I wanted to play some humorous videos of Joe Biden being made fun of in this segment for a little comic relief. Now again, there's two sides of this coin, because this is genuinely funny stuff that we're about to play here. But again, it's like you can laugh at the bus driver who's all disheveled and crazy eyed and pounding vodka from his fifth bottle and spouting gibberish off, and it's like, hey, that's funny, but then he's driving you off a cliff. You're like, oh crap. So that's kind of where we're at as a country. But I just wanted to have a little laugh because it's likely that many people still haven't seen this. And so I just went out and I compiled some of the funniest Biden impression comedy videos I could find. And so let's start with, we'll go across the pond, even Italy, even Italian sketch comedy shows know Biden and have known Biden is just totally out to lunch. Here's a couple funny sketches from Italian TV making fun of Joe Biden. Guys, just go 13 and 14 back to back.
Buonasera, Presidente Biden. Presidente. Good evening, Mr. President. Biden. President. Here we are. President. President Biden. Qui.
Here.
Yes, yes. Good evening. Buonasera. Yes. Eh?
I said to the president of Israel.
Sì.
Mikhail Gorbachev.
No, non è Gorbachev. Non è Gorbachev il presidente dell'Israele. No.
Sorry, Michael Jordan.
No.
When he went to the moon.
Quando è andato sulla luna.
And he was shot from Dallas.
Ma non hanno sparato a lui a Dallas, quello è Kennedy. No, stia fermo, presidente. Presidente.
Long shot from Dallas to the moon.
Si sta confondendo con Kennedy.
14 sì. Millions.
Sì,
miles, 40.
Vabbè, ma non è lui, presidente. Mr. President.
His wife.
La moglie.
Tried to bring him.
No, ma quello è Kennedy.
Into the cabriolet, do you?
No, sta facendo confusione. Yes. Sta facendo confusione, evidente.
Sorry,
sì.
It wasn't the moon.
Non è andato
sulla luna. It was Mars.
No.
Mars Attack.
Ma che è Mars Attack? No.
Beautiful film.
Eh?
Where Netanyahu sang.
No, ma Netanyahu, no. Netanyahu è...
Somewhere.
Non cantava.
Over. The garage.
No, the rainbow era. Vabbè.
It's opened by this.
Cosa fa? Dove va, presidente? Cosa fa? Presidente? Mr. President. No. What are you going? Stay quiet. Ecco. Okay. No. Please. Cosa sta dicendo? Cosa sta facendo?
È
la valigetta dei codici atomici quella.
No.
Lei non sta bene? No.
No.
Gliel'hanno fatto grossa.
I forgot to take the pills.
No, ma non sono le pillole, non sono le medicine.
I called the nurse.
No. Buonasera. Presidente Biden. Mr. President. It's okay.
It's okay.
Okay. Tutto a posto. Well, benvenuto. No, di nuovo. Mamma mia. President, Mr. President, ecco.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, very good.
Si sente bene?
Yeah.
Sì.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mamma mia.
Thank you very much. I feel good.
You are welcome. Buonasera. Dove va? Mr. President.
We're late.
No, non arriva la metropolitana perché non è la metro, it's not the subway, non è la metropolitana qui, no.
What's your name?
Con chi parla? Mr. President.
My name is Joe Kennedy.
No, Biden, lei è Biden, Biden, ma con chi parla?
Certo,
prego. Ecco, se riesce, if you can... No, sta girando su... No, no, Mr. President, not turn, you have to...
Oh, my name is Joe Kennedy.
L'ha già salutato, lasci stare.
So that is the Italian sketch show Fratelli di Crosa. Everybody knows Joe Biden is a worldwide laughingstock. There were some other international sketch comedies that were making fun of him, too. They didn't make the cut. They weren't as funny as the Italians, but there were some in the Middle East. There were some in India. They didn't quite make the cut. But point is, Joe Biden is a laughingstock. Everybody's known that he's mentally incompetent for years, and the American media and Democrat liars have just been pretending like that they didn't, but now they're in the disaster zone, and they're trying to figure out what to do. All right. Here's another one, and I think these are all, guys, are 15, 16, 17, and 18, are these all Kyle Dunnigan? So this is Kyle Dunnigan. He does a great Biden impression, and he has some pretty funny Biden impressions. So let's go with now. These are Kyle Dunnigan's hilarious Biden impressions. Let's just roll off 15, 16, 17, and 18.
Who's this Joe Biden everyone keeps talking about? Well, I was born and raised in Scranton, PA. Lifeguard by the pools where I spent my days. Till a dude named Corn Pop, who wasn't that cool, started making trouble at the swimming pool. So I took a chain, wrapped it around my legs. They were hairier than my other legs. Not my... black kids would touch them. Come on, man. Then I got on a train and moved to D.C. Tirok Jabrama gave a job to me. I shuffled around and sucked fingertips. Made a big speech, kissed a boy on the lips. What are you looking at? I wrote the damn bill. I hold the ladies tight and stiff all their hairs. First person American to fall up the stairs. Ran for president, I was a winner. Winner was me. Now I sit at my desk as a president. Not president. You know the thing. Come on, get your face out of your ear.
He wasn't famous. His local Starbucks would be like, oh, that old guy's here again. They never know what he wants. You get him. Takes him like an hour to order. Come in like,
bling, bling, hey, it's me, Joey B. Give me a mocha chocolate. Not chocolate. Yeah, come on, man, you know the thing. Hot brown, baby. Come on, man. Hey, did you shit my pants or did I? Nah, I'm being serious.
Fucking guys.
They're not clippers, they're clizzers, man.
Hey, who are you? I'm you, man. Come on. It's me, Joey B. How'd you get in here? This is a security beach. Look, I got a surprise for you. Your name isn't Jerocco Biden. It's Barack O'Jiden. Who sent you? Vice Pina Colada Hairless? No, man, look. You gotta get your ass to Neptune. Not Neptune, but Mars. Marshalls. She said, let's go behind the bleachers. No one's looking. 5 1/4 for a sniff and tug. It was a dude, man. What? What? Huh? Huh? You're being nervous. Look, all I know is, if you don't vote for me, you ain't a China guy. Wait, hold on a second. Hey, where'd you go? Your pills, man. Hey, look who it is. Better for Shrimpo. It's me, Jerocco Biden. I hear you're a very talented Trans Am.
Okay, I'm confused. You called the Ben Shapiro show. I'm Ben Shapiro. I don't know who Benifer Shrimpo is. Also, I'm not a Trans Am. That's a car. I'm a human man.
Darn right you're a man. Who cares what you're born with? And congratulations, I just signed a Mexican order. So you have, a sex-hidden border. You can play hockey with the girls now.
Okay, I'm sick of explaining this to everyone. I am fully biologically male. I was born with one set of reproductive organs, and they are fully male. Now on to your point about hockey. Not interested.
Look, I need your vote. I got a big erection coming up against a bad dude, Donald Duck. He's got no pants, man. Orange legs.
If you're referring to the election we just had that you won that. And to be clear, it was not against a cartoon duck.
Hey, come on, give me a chance. America needs to heal. That's why we're here. Because blank people are just as fat as white girls. Same as transgenders.
That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
No, I mean that. I was the first college in my family to go to the moon. Look.
Okay, he's falling asleep. There's a lot to unpack here, but before I do, I need to thank our friends at Sherry's Berries. Sherry's Berries. Give the gift of berries dipped in chocolate. It's fun.
Jew hat!
All right. Now, I don't know the name of this famous actor, but he does a pretty good Biden impression. Maybe the best of him. All natural, doesn't need the face covering or any makeup or anything. And here's him. His daughter asks him to do a Biden impression off the cuff. Here it is, clip 34.
Hey, Dad, do an impression of Joe Biden trying to explain the difference between tangerines and oranges.
Tangerines. I was a kid growing up. This was in Kentucky. Civil War just ended. And there was a tree. My father planted the tree. Tangerine tree. Anyway, Abe Lincoln said, I'm going to cut down that cherry tree. No, no. The other guy. Anyway. What was the question?
All right. Now, some of those are old. Now, Jimmy Fallon, big liberal Democrat Party promoter, now he's making fun of Joe Biden. So the gloves are off. So all of them used to protect Joe Biden. All of them used to pretend like, oh, no, you know, he's not mentally unfit. He's fine. Let's just make fun of Donald Trump. We'll never make fun of Joe Biden. Well, now the gloves are off. So when leftists like Jon Stewart and Jimmy Kimmel and Fallon are now making fun of Joe Biden, folks, it's bad. It's the gloves are off. It's fair game now to make fun of Joe Biden and talk about how he's totally mentally unfit. So this is a recent skit that Jimmy Fallon did pretending to be Joe Biden, clip 37.
Hello. Hey, yo, I just caught your interview on Morning Joe, or as I like to call it, Morning You. You get it?
Who is this? Come
on. It's Barack.
I'm gonna have to be more specific.
Obama.
Oh, I know. It was just a test to see if you knew who you were.
Oh, Joe, you're making about as much sense as you did during the debate.
Thank you.
Not a compliment. Speaking of the debate, I gotta ask, what was that weird face you were making when Trump was talking? You know the face.
Oh, this one.
Yeah. But look. People are worried, because sometimes you seem to lose your train of thought mid-sentence, trail off, and then say a random word.
Well, I can tell you that is simply and utterly wheelbarrow.
You see? Now, there you go again.
Yeah, but why is everyone focusing on me? Donald Trump is just as incoherent.
Yeah, but he's kind of like fun incoherent, like a minion, you know? He's all like, banana.
That's a good minion impression, but mind if I try one?
Be my guest. Joe, wake up.
I don't want to get in the carousel, Mommy.
Okay, I'm going to pretend like I didn't hear that. Look, the point is, you got to do something to reassure America that you're still sharp and not confused.
Well, that's why I did that interview on Friday with George Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, I saw. Now, why did you keep refusing to take a cognitive test?
Come on, man. Every day I do a cognitive test. I'm doing one right now. Check this out. Star hole. Boom, I'm a genius.
All right. Very good, Joe. You know, you also said that the only way you'd step down is if you were asked by Jesus himself.
That's right. I value his opinion. He's my best friend from high school. He's a great guy. He's a good carpenter.
So, wait, hold on. So, Jesus is the only person you'll listen to? Not even me? Not even little Barry O? What about Pelosi? Schumer?
Nope.
What about Jake from State Farm? Everybody trusts Jake from State Farm.
No, I'm more of a flow guy.
You're more of a flow max guy. Ow! Zingy, you old bastard. What do you got to say about that?
Banana.
Okay, that's a little late in the conversation, but you're still on it. You got it. All right.
Look, the point is, I'm not going anywhere, okay? I'm the only one that can beat Trump, okay? I'm the only one that can unite the country. In fact, I already have. For the first time ever, the left and the right, MSNBC and Fox News, Kendrick and Drake, they've all come together with one voice and said, you should probably drop out. But I'm going to stay in, and I'm going to fight because American democracy is at stake, and that's a fact, Jack.
Yeah, all right. Now, there's a Joe we're looking for. We need more of that. Now, please, we're begging you. In the words of my girl, Sabrina Carpenter, please.
I love Sabrina. She's my favorite carpenter since Jesus.
Look at Joe with the callback. You still got it, my man.
So I expect this trend to continue now, and everybody's going to be making fun of Joe Biden. By the way, this just hit the press. Chuck Schumer open to dumping Biden on 2024 ticket. Wow. Wow. So the list has grown just since we've been on air. Folks, Schumer and Pelosi are really running things. Maybe just Schumer, really, mostly. Pelosi's kind of out to lunch herself. Somehow she functions better than Joe Biden, but, you know, she ain't really all with it there either. This is getting bad. How is this going to end? You really have a political standoff between the Biden crime family and pretty much everyone else involved in the Democrat Party. I mean, you can play the clips of all the Democrats saying, oh, we support Joe, blah, blah, blah. That's just for the press. Obviously, behind the scenes, nobody thinks Joe needs to run. This is going to be hilarious. This is truly going to be hilarious because if they say he has to drop out, then how does he not have to resign 25th Amendment? Are they going to completely ignore all the votes for Joe Biden and just pick somebody randomly? The Democrats will just anoint somebody to be their nominee while they're protecting democracy? They don't even vote for their own candidates? Wow. Schumer now open to dumping Biden. Holy smokes. Are they going to go with Kamala Harris? Is this going to be Kamala? You know, I'm telling you, Biden would probably do better than Kamala. Kamala is very unlikable, disingenuous, and everybody sees through it. Here's Eddie Griffith basically rejecting Kamala Harris recently on his podcast because she panders to black people, pretending like she's some, I guess, like ghetto black woman or something. She comes from a slave-owning family in Jamaica. She's half Indian. So the whole thing is even an act. So she's literally not even an African-American. But I'm telling you, from black men, they would probably rather vote for Joe Biden than Kamala Harris. Here's Eddie Griffith.
Fuck. And let me tell you, you're right, Taraji. There is so much at stake in this moment. The majority of us believe in freedom and equality. But these extremists, as they say, they not like us.
No, they not.
Yeah, look at this bitch. They not like us. Ah, Kendrick, kick her in the head. Kick in the head for even using your goddamn legs. They not like you. Ain't like us either, bitch. Well, how about that?
Okay, this is gonna be something. I mean, Kamala Harris? Is that where we're going? Indian Jamaican Kamala Harris pretending to be an African American? I'm telling you, Biden would do better than Kamala Harris. Forget these polls. The polls that they're putting out about Harris polling better or Clinton polling better or whatever, all these polls about somebody polling better than Biden, it's all propaganda to get Biden to drop out. Now, I'm not saying they might not be polling better than Biden. They might be in some polls. I'm just saying that's all a push to get Biden to drop out. But then you have Jill and Hunter and the Biden crime family saying, no, Dad, no, you need to keep running. It's just total elder abuse. All right, one last thing. The famous James Brown wig that Maxine Waters stole from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, she was struggling with it during an MSNBC interview. Folks, this was bad. And this is probably why Joy Reid ditched the wig. Here's Maxine Waters just royally struggling with her wig live on TV, clip 24.
They've seen President Biden. They've lived through his presidency. They've also seen former President Trump. They've lived through his presidency. They've heard these arguments about democracy, about the fate of the election. And yet, Trump is not only winning, but winning increasingly by a larger margin. So what is the plan among Democrats to change that trajectory? It sounds like you're talking about saying and doing all the same things, but do you believe that something needs to change?
I think we need to keep working.
The James Brown wig payback.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we have major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right. A NBC news crew went to report on a robbery and a Lululemon, and while they were there to report on a robbery, another robbery happened live on air. Clip 25.
We were here looking into the earlier crime when this happened.
The video shows three women. Two were wearing surgical masks, grabbing big armfuls of clothing from the Lululemon store on Clarendon Boulevard in Arlington. They appeared to be in no hurry. One woman stopped to pick up items falling out of her overloaded arms. The video was taken at 7:11 p.m. That is only 2 hours after the store had been targeted for an earlier organized theft crime. In that case, two women grabbed armloads of pricey athletic wear and walked out without paying. We're not sure if the same people were involved in both cases.
More organized retail crime. And really nothing much being done about it. Well, it's the Biden economy, and according to AOC, these people need to eat. So stealing thousands of dollars of Lululemon clothing is how they get it done. That's how they can get that done. Speaking of fake news, CNN to lay off 100 staffers as it preps for major revamp of digital efforts. So CNN is just tanking in the ratings. Even after the presidential debate, it didn't save them. Now, this idea that CNN is going to go digital, let's recall what happened when they launched CNN Plus with Chris Wallace. How long did that deal last, guys? Like a month or less? It was a massive failure. It cost them millions of dollars. Now, here's the phenomenon. There's a new phenomenon happening in the media. And it's a good thing, and it really kind of ties back into censorship. But the way the old guard media works, the way the legacy media works, is it's really all about the network. And the small amount of time slots and airtime available via the networks is kind of all you would get. So whatever the ratings wars are, you've got... Let's just look at three major cable news networks, MSNBC, CNN, Fox News. And they're going to have some viewership no matter what, and they're going to have people that just stay on their channels no matter what. And so you don't have an active audience that's tuning in for an individual. You kind of have a passive audience that just goes to that network for the news. So, yeah, you could kind of see people gain popularity, gain momentum. You could see who is better than the others based off potential ratings and followings. But really the reality was it was the power of the network. It was the power of the brand. And they could basically force anybody into your news feed. They could force anybody into your cable news feed, anybody into your living room, your house, your office, whatever, via the networks. But it seems that they haven't really caught on to what's going on in the new digital age. Why did Bill O'Reilly fail after having the top-rated show on Fox News for years? Bill O'Reilly's was a success of the network and the time slot he was in. When he went independent, not many people followed him. Bill O'Reilly lived off the brand of Fox News and the primetime slot. Chris Wallace, same story. I mean, even Chris Cuomo had, decent ratings for CNN. He got another job, but nobody's really watching Chris Cuomo. The only time he made a headline is, and it had a clip, is when he went on the Patrick Bet David podcast and talked about vaccine regret. So, he's mostly irrelevant. So there's a new digital media landscape where you can't just put anybody out there. You can't just think, hey, let's just hire this name and that'll make my digital platform successful. Very few people can pull that off now. The digital news audience is an active audience, and they have millions of options. Millions of options. Whereas the legacy media, the cable news media, you really don't have millions of options. You have live television, and you basically have three cable news networks, and then maybe some local news networks and the local network affiliates that might be like four or five different options as well. But it's live, and so you have a very limited amount of options, very limited amount of personalities or hosts or whatever. And so it's a finite amount of options that you have. You're forced to tune into whatever is on in that time slot in whatever station you're watching. In the digital world, it's all different. Everything is niche. Everything is active. Everything is a multitude of choices. I mean, it's virtually infinite amount of choices, and you can listen whenever you want, however you want. And so there's really no life after cable collapses and it all goes digital and it all goes into streaming. There really is no life left for the CNN host. There really is no life left for most of the Fox hosts, the MSNBC hosts. Do you really think Joy Reid, do you really think Rachel Maddow, Ari Melber, Chris Hayes, do you think any of them will be able to carry weight? Anderson Cooper won't even be able to carry his own weight independently. They will fail. All they have is their network. So how CNN thinks they're going to succeed in the digital world after they've already failed once, I'd like to see. But really, I think this is them just clinging to life and trying to figure out some way to survive. So in the new media, you have to be dynamic. You have to be informative. You have to be entertaining. You have to have some abilities to be in different niche audiences. And you actually have to have a legitimate following. You can't just use the power of a network. You can't just use the power of a live cable news feed. It doesn't exist anymore. That is in a very limited lifespan now, probably less than a decade, until cable news becomes almost completely irrelevant. Tucker Carlson is probably the example, not the rule. And while there's plenty of good people at Fox, they don't put up really big numbers on their podcasts. And I've done the research. I've looked at the numbers. They really don't. SiriusXM probably has a bigger audience than most of these Fox News hosts do with their podcasts. A couple have been successful, but that's just because there's probably 10 times as many conservatives, if not more, that actually are actively listening to news every day and want to be informed every day. Liberals aren't really doing that. They're watching Netflix shows, and they're watching late night shows and whatever else they're into. They're obviously not really following the news, but they might flip on a cable network. So CNN is obviously collapsing. MSNBC is probably not far behind. And it's all really propped up because the same graphic that the crew put on the screen, it's all propped up by the same people. They own the pharmaceutical companies. They own the fast food companies. They work with big Hollywood. And this is how all the money funds cable news. When you go look at the breaks, what is it? It's big pharmaceutical ads. It's big Hollywood ads. It's big fast food ads. It's all the same people. And it's just this constant churning the same billions of dollars over and over and over and over and over again. And that's how the news stays funded. That's how Rachel Maddow is able to make millions of dollars when she wouldn't have an audience if she went independent. So I think we're really up against the final moments of the legacy old guard cable news networks. And I think this is a sign of it, folks. I think they are in their final years. And if they're forced to compete in the digital media landscape, they will become completely irrelevant. That's why they tried to engage in the censorship, and that's why they hate Elon Musk for making X for free speech.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. and IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
InfoWars.com/show.
There's Kamala Harris. She went over to suck up to the men's basketball team for some votes. Just doing what she does best. Just doing what she's known for in politics. She's playing with balls. That's old Kamala.
Yikes. You know, there's a lot of easy jokes and memes here, and we've kind of just determined, you know what, that's like, you know, that's just too easy. That's like stealing candy from a baby. That's like trying to, you know, fight a midget at a bar or something. You just, you know, there's some things you just pass. So it is what it is. Kamala Harris doing what she does to get votes. Doing what she does best. Not even hiding it. You love to see it, or you hate to see it. I don't know. Yeah.
All right. Let's try to get through the rest of this news here. Rudy Giuliani bankruptcy hearing devolves into chaos. A judge signaled he'll dismiss Rudy Giuliani's bankruptcy after a chaotic hearing Wednesday in which the judge at one point threatened to cut off the ex-New York City mayor's microphone for interjecting. And so it's just total chaos. Giuliani targeted by lawfare by the corrupt, tyrannical Democrats for a $140 million, $8 verdict because he talked about voter fraud and these women sued him, $148 million. So they're everywhere. The Democrats are everywhere searching out lawsuits, and then they just go for ridiculous amounts of money so that they can destroy their political opposition. And it's really just out of control at this point. It's really just out of control. Who had Warren Buffett? Warren Buffett's been making a lot of headlines lately, going pro-America, and apparently his kids, who are set to receive a lot of money, obviously, when he passes, and he's shifting a lot of his former donations to his kids, and apparently they're big right-wingers trying to stop illegal immigration, trying to stop left-wing culture with different groups that they're funding. Warren Buffett in the news lately. Buffett on his faith in the United States of America, never bet against us. Unwavering faith in the country, he says. Warren Buffett said that he could end America's deficit problem in 5 minutes. Here's what he would do. I could end the deficit in 5 minutes, he told CNBC's Becky Quick. You just pass a law that says anytime there's a deficit of more than 3% GDP, all sitting members of Congress are ineligible for re-election. That would probably do it. Warren Buffett warning that the stocks are extremely overvalued right now in Biden's economy. Thinks it's going to be correcting soon unless Trump gets in. Omaha's Warren Buffett won't donate to the Gates Foundation anymore. He's done donating to the Bill Gates Foundation. Transferring a lot of that money over to his kids that are apparently big right-wingers. Leaving it up to them. And he's also skipping a big CEO conference, billionaire conference, the Sun Valley conference. He's missing it for the first time in a long time. So I guess he's deciding to spend perhaps his final years with his family. And he's kind of done getting involved in all the political stuff. And maybe even looking at politics a different way before he moves on to the next life. Warren Buffett in the headlines. Man, we've been sitting on a couple of these stories. More vaccine injuries. RFK's Vice President Nicole Shanahan. A new study published in Nature shows the COVID vaccine can adversely affect ovarian cells, causing menstrual irregularities and hormonal disruptions. Remember when we did segments on that? I did a whole show and I asked for women to call in, and we had nonstop phone calls of women that were having that side effect experience with the vaccine, and we reported it, and then they said, oh, it's fake news, and they wrote all these hit pieces. No, it's not true. Well, now the science is settled. It is true. Good for Nicole Shanahan calling it out. Bookmark this as a reminder of how the media and the government often label an inconvenient truth a conspiracy theory when it contradicts their predetermined narrative. Here's the official study. The direct effect of SARS-CoV-2 virus vaccination on human ovarian granulosa cells explains menstrual irregularities. I mean, these things are just killing you. Safe and effective, though. Safe and effective, said Ben Shapiro. Tennessee woman fired for refusing employer's COVID-19 vaccine mandate wins almost $700,000 in a lawsuit. Good for her. Good for her. But that's barely a drop in the bucket for what big pharma should be paying for what they've done. Speaking of paying for what they've done, this is crazy. And it just shows how political decisions are made when dealing with this stuff. Boeing accepts plea deal stemming from 737 MAX crashes. The plea deal calls for Boeing to pay an additional $243 million fine and reinvest in safety programs, so they're just keeping the money internally, but paying a $243 million fine. 346 people died because the company violated an agreement. By the way, now put that into perspective with how many people died from the COVID-19 vaccine. So let's say you take the $243 million fine for 346 people dying for Boeing not doing proper safety protocols. Well, let's extrapolate that. Then how much does Big Pharma owe for all the people that died from the COVID-19 vaccine? Hundreds of billions? A trillion even? So Raw Egg Nationalist points this out. For criminal fraud that directly led to the deaths of 346 people, multi-billion dollar corporation Boeing will be fined one-fifth of what Alex Jones was ordered to pay for something he later retracted and apologized for and led to zero deaths. Now, of course, the people running Boeing are good liberal Democrat donors, so they get a nice little fine. But Alex Jones and InfoWars, they have to pay billions of dollars, even though nobody was killed. But Boeing has a small fine compared to Alex Jones and InfoWars, which resulted in hundreds of deaths. And there's Donald Trump. Donald Trump was fined $350 million for saying Mar-a-Lago was worth more than $20 million to get a loan he repaid on time with interest. So Boeing, again, makes safety decisions that resulted in the deaths of more than 300 people. They pay a $243 million fine. Donald Trump actually is honest. I mean, he was honest about the worth of Mar-a-Lago. So, I mean, to say Mar-a-Lago is worth $20 million, we don't need to revisit that. Trump gets fined $350 million just for allegedly misvaluing Mar-a-Lago. Do you remember that, how crazy that one was? And then they came out with news stories saying, well, the only way he could pay this fine is to sell Mar-a-Lago, which is probably worth $400 million. And the only reason why he owes the fine is for saying it was worth $20 million, which they said was not true. But then they say he should sell it because it's worth $400 million, even though the judge is making him pay a fine for saying it was worth $20 million. But either way, Trump, Alex Jones, they owe more money than Boeing, whose safety procedures led to deaths. So, oh, man. Mick Jagger got a rude reception when he mentioned Justin Trudeau at a recent concert in Canada. He quickly course corrected. I guess he didn't realize how unpopular Trudeau was. Here it was in clip 26.
We love your Mr. Trudeau. I mean, his family has always been such big fans of that band.
Yep, that didn't take. Let's correct course now.
By the way, congratulations on the Canadian soccer team getting to the semi-finals.
Nice.
Water out of when we
All
have
right.
water bottles out
Meta
of
has banned the word Zionist. You can't even use the word Zionist. X is basically doing the same thing, and that's funny. Ben Shapiro is partly behind that, so you can't even say Zionists on social media platforms. Ben Shapiro is partly behind that, but he's testifying on anti-censorship, even though he calls for censorship. So that's a new policy there. And then here's one as we go out: Huma Abedin and Alex Soros are engaged. What in the hell is this? This is a total political deal. I mean, a lot of people believe Alex Soros swings the other way, and it's rumored that Huma Abedin was Hillary Clinton's lover. So what is that about? Why are these two getting married? It's obviously a political thing. And I believe Abedin is 11 year or 15 years older than Alex Soros. You know what? We always support love here. I'm sure this is all about love. Good for them. We take a 21-hour break. We'll see you tomorrow. Stay classy, InfoWarriors.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burton effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show.